The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, December the 27th. Hope you're having good holidays. Good to have you with us today. Two topics. We're going to talk about eating good, being good for New Year's Eve, if you go to any buffets and parties. And then also the good work of Second Chance. Let's start, first of all, with Valerie Chafin.
Welcome. Hi, Paul.
Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to
you. Same to you.
You've got a program that's starting 2 weeks from today and
yes,
happening every month with Second Chance, right?
Yes, it is.
What is it?
It's called TGIFF. Thank goodness it's Furry Friday. And we are going to have adoption events throughout all over Columbia on Friday nights. And the first one starts in 2 weeks at Orchelands on Paris Road.
So it's called TGIFF.
Yes.
Two Fs. Thank goodness it's
Furry Friday.
Furry Friday. Okay. So how is this adoption event going to work?
Well, we analyzed our events and looked at what was happening. And adoption events are celebrations. You're creating new families. And so we're kind of embracing that whole party atmosphere. And we're going to throw a party twice a month at different places all over Columbia. And those will be our adoption events. They'll be at Lizzie and Rocco's Natural Pet Market, at Orchelands on Paris Road, at Award Pet Supply, at the Columbia Mall, at PetSmart, and I'm sure I've left, and Treats Unleashed.
Okay, but 2 weeks from tonight, you're going to be at Orchelands.
At Orchelands on Paris Road, that's right.
From when to when?
From 5 to 7.
When you have these adoption events, how many, on average, animals find a new home?
Well, per event, it ebbs and flows. It's seasonal, of course, too. But throughout, for example, 2013, we're on target to have rescued and rehomed through our events about 800 animals.
800?
Yes, about 800 animals. In 29 years, it's getting close to 14,000 animals we have found new homes for.
That's beautiful.
That's a big number. I know.
Yeah, nice pause. My goodness, that's a big number.
We're very excited. And all the more reason to throw a party. And so we're going to throw this party twice a month for every month throughout 2014, courtesy of our corporate vendors and friends.
Right. Now, when people come to the adoption event, to the TGIFF event, do they, if they want to adopt a dog or a cat, do they go home with that dog or cat that night?
Sometimes they do. Depends on the circumstances. If you go on our website, www.columbiasecondchance.org, you can fill out an application ahead of time, and we can go ahead and review it and set it up for Friday night. And you can definitely take home your pet on Friday night after that, after the application has been completed and reviewed.
So you can put in an application not knowing what dog or cat you're going to end up adopting.
Either way, you might want to adopt a particular one, or you just want to adopt a dog or a cat or a brown dog or a white cat or something like that,
and
we'll match it up.
Once you put in the application, is it good for any of the events then that you have, or just for that specific one?
Any of the events. Any of the events.
Okay.
Or at our place on the weekends, on Saturday 12 to 5 and Sunday 1 to 5.
All right. So mark it on your calendar if you're looking for a new best friend 2 weeks from tonight.
At Orchelands on
Paris. At Orchelands from 5:30.
From 5 to 7.
5 to 7. It's TGIFF.
Yeah, bring on the party.
Okay, all right. For more information, where do they go to your website?
ColumbiaSecondChance.org or 660-882-5050.
All right, Valerie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul.
And thanks for all the good work that you do.
Thank you, appreciate that.
It's a pleasure having you here. And Happy New Year to
you. Happy New Year to you.
Now, Paula Vanderlitt is with us. Good to have you here, Paula, from Central Missouri Dietetic Association. And we're going into, well, we're right in the middle of the holiday season.
That's
we had Christmas a couple of days ago, but it's still Christmas.
That's
still
right.
Christmas time. Next week is New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. This weekend, people get together. And you want to get the message across about eating healthy.
Or at least a little bit healthier during the holidays.
Oh, you're saying, well, you know, you're not going to eat totally healthy, but try to make it as good as you can.
What can you do to make it a little bit better and a little bit easier on yourself for those New Year's resolutions.
Okay, what can you do?
Well, planning ahead is one of the main things that you can do. If you know you're going to go to a party, you know, do you starve yourself all day?
No.
That's what a lot of people should think they should do, but you shouldn't do that.
No.
You want to make sure that you're at least having a snack ahead of time, planning ahead, maybe even taking a dish, you know, that you know is a little bit healthier with you to the party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe getting some movement in as well. You know, maybe you can take, maybe if you're having a family get together still, you can involve them if the weather's nice in a game of tackle football outside or go for a walk.
I was reading a little story in the paper a couple of, about a week or so ago about not overeating during the holidays. Mm-hmm. Many of the same things that you're saying. But one thing was mentioned is don't be pressured into eating more than what you feel you should. Sometimes the host in all, or the hostess in all good intention.
Yes.
But, oh, come on, you got to have a little bit more. You gotta, I worked all day on this particular dish. Oh, it's just wonderful, but I am really full.
Exactly.
I'll try a little bit of it, but oh, this is so good, but I just can't eat any more.
And really, it's about, you know, taking a sample of something. And maybe it's a courtesy sample if you feel like you just have to or you're pressured into it. But that doesn't mean you have to eat an entire piece of cake or an entire piece of pie or half the pie, as some people would do, or cake. Or maybe it's those cocktails for New Year's Eve. You know, pick what you really enjoy and have that in moderation.
Yeah. So think about not abusing your body with food.
Exactly.
And the other thing I read, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's okay to eat anything you want to eat as long as you do it in moderation. You don't want to cut out all of your sweets if you love sweets, right?
Pretty much, unless you have certain diseases or diet states where you have to monitor that closely. And even somebody that's diabetic can have a little bit of those things that they enjoy. It's just, it really is about moderation and also about getting up and being active and moving. And maybe the weather's bad and you can't go outside or it's frigid and cold. You know, can you do an extra couple laps inside? Can you go up and down the steps? You know, can you walk in place? All of those are things that are burning off some of those calories.
Mm-hmm.
So you can indulge a little bit and still.
And when you go shopping, maybe you're taking back Christmas gifts. Don't drive around for 10 minutes looking for a spot close to the door.
Park further away.
Go ahead and park as far away as you can and walk in
the
store. And that's going to burn up a few calories.
That will burn up a few extra calories.
Okay, which means maybe you can have an extra piece of pie then. Valerie Chafin, Valerie, thank you. And Paula Vanderlitt, thank you for coming by. Central Missouri Dietetic Association.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Monday, Jane Accurso is on. We're going to talk about the New Year's Eve festivities for Columbia. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun O'Young, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Have yourself a good weekend. If you're going to be out on the roads, be careful, and we'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.